So it turned out we spent all this time searching for treasure, a whole week. And it turned out the real treasure was knowing Jesus. And compared to knowing Jesus, everything else was like rubbish. All of the stuff that people had ever said to you, all the things, the names that you'd ever heard, that people had called you, they were just like rubbish. All of those times that little voice in your head says, "You're not very good at this." That is just rubbish. All of those times you thought, "I'm not good enough." That's rubbish. All those times you were picked last in football. That's rubbish. Compared to knowing Jesus, everything else, according to Paul, is rubbish. Even the very best things that you can do, even your special skills at, I don't know, maths or golf or being a vicar, all of that counts for nothing else. It counts as rubbish.
There's a lot of rubbish at the back here.
We've got more rubbish. We've got a lot of rubbish. So we're giving you some rubbish. Now, this isn't just our way of recycling. This is part of what we wanted to think about all week. So we're giving you these bits of rubbish. So hopefully near you, there should be some bits of rubbish. You can see some bits of rubbish. And we want you to think now, just spend a moment in silence thinking, what is there in my life that perhaps I should count as rubbish because it's not knowing Jesus? Perhaps something someone said to me. Perhaps the way I feel about myself. Perhaps something that I was really proud of, but actually turns out that doesn't really count compared to knowing Jesus.
We heard the story this morning of the blind man, and he was healed by Jesus from the things that were stopping him from seeing Jesus. And I think we all have things in our lives, things that have happened to us, things that people have said to us, like Jimmy was saying, that get in the way for us. It's rubbish that gets in the way. We said, all I want is Christ. We need to stop thinking about the things that people have said to us, the things that make us feel small, the things that get in the way, the things that distract us. We talked about some distractions, didn't we? When I asked you, I remember in the week, somebody said to me, those temptations, when I do the things that I'm tempted to do, that gets in the way. So all sorts of things that can be rubbish that can get in the way. We want to think about those now. For each one of us, everyone here will have something that gets in the way from following Christ. Maybe it's just that you don't have the time. You don't remember to do it. All the different distractions you have in your lives. Or maybe it is something deeper. Maybe it is something. Maybe somebody's told you that you're not a nice person. Maybe somebody's made you feel bad in your life. Actually, the truth that comes from Jesus, we want the truth, not the rubbish. The truth is that he loves you, he cares for you, and he wants to be with you. And that is the truth that we found, and that's the truth that Paul found as he wrote to the Philippians. All he wanted was Christ, because Christ loved him, and Christ gave him the truth about himself.
So it turns out the real treasure really is Jesus. And we're going to go into a time of prayer now, and we're going to have what you suppose you'd call an active prayer. We're going to collect that bit of rubbish back, and we're going to pass out some of these little bits of red paper. And there should be enough for everybody, I hope. And on these bits of red paper is a heart to remind us that Jesus loves us, and a cross, because the cross is what it made it all possible. Over the week, we learnt that Jesus did everything for us. And he took away our sins so that we could leave behind the rubbish and we could start afresh and have the treasure. So we're going to get some people to pass some of these around, and we'll have the baskets going down the aisles. And if I could get some of the landlubbers to give us a hand passing these around. And we're also going to go down the aisle and collect in the rubbish.
So this is symbolic of those things. We're just going to say to Jesus now, this is the thing that I need to get rid of. As we watch this rubbish going in, and receive his love into our lives.